Welcome, everybody. Shinim at 9:06, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we are middle of Simin Reish Tes, going through the various different mistakes in Brachos. Now, we've been talking about the halachas of Toich Kedei Dibur, the amount of time it takes somebody to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. And we said if you catch yourself at the end of a bracha, so you got it. In other words, you fixed it up. There was another thing I mentioned I want to go through, and we're not up to there yet. We're almost up to there. At the end of Simin Reish Tes, the Sefer Yisrael Lachas goes through all the many, many various different mistakes in general. You know, if you said this instead of that, that instead of this, is it good, not good, whatever the case is. But he makes a general statement over there at the all the way at the end, which is like we said, you know, where even if a person is Yaitse B'Yevet, like you said, a Shahakal on anything in general, it's good. Almost anything, right, in general, it's good. But if you could catch yourself and fix it, that's what's supposed to be done. Just to read, he says all the way, just to read real quickly at the end, and then we'll go into one more quick thing. Islamet Hey, all the way at the end of Reish Tes, he says, V'chol Inyan Shatah, right? In other words, again, there's certain times that it's going to be good. Shahakal, or if you made, let's say, Huadama on something that's a Eitzi, you have a fruit, and by mistake you said a Huadama, right, on an apple. So, B'Dievet, it's good. But you don't want to fall back on that. You want to, if you could catch yourself within the amount of time it takes to say Shalom Aleichem Rabbi Tarkadidi, but that's what you're supposed to do. So before we actually go through all those various different times, what would be good b'di'evit, what type of bracha, what type of mistakes a person would still be, quote unquote, as they call it, yaitza. But the bottom line is, he said, V'chol inyan shatah afal pi, anytime you made a mistake, alpha pisha b'diyevet is yotza, even though we're going to see that there's certain times that it is still good, like a shahakol, for most things, like we just said, hadama, for something that's a fruit, and we'll see this various different other times also. We spoke about possibly al hagefen, possibly for grapes. Okay, we'll get back to that, but the bottom line is, v'cholin jen shento, alpha pisha b'diyevet, she is yotza b'birchas, even though b'di'evit will say, well, you said it good. The bottom line is, you made a shahakal, and you make a shahakal on pretty much any food, you're good to go, sort of, right? But the bottom line is, afilu hachi, he ends off again in all the way at the end, afilu hachi, im nizkar miyad, if you're able to catch yourself, right, acha sheberach toich kedei diber, this toich kedei diber that we're talking about, and the time is, again, Shalom Aleichem Rabbi, Yisakin Hatam, HaToiz, Vivarach Kahoygin. Bottom line is, fix it. You know, don't rely on the Shahakal, don't rely on the Hadama. Fix it. You caught yourself quickly, you could catch in those, that little bit of time, fix it. That's all. Kagoin, Baruch HaToiz, right, he gives an example. Somebody said, Bar Mina Mizonos on wine, that possibly that might be okay. Afal Pisha, but the Evid is Yotza, even though somebody made Mizonos on wine, believe it or not, but the Evid will be Yotza. It's just he's giving an example. Could be a shahakal, like we said, or something else. In nizka toich kedei diber, you remember it, right? You caught yourself in that amount of time. Yachzam yad v'yom ebor priya gefen. Don't rely on it. Quickly, it's a very short amount of time. So it sounds like we're talking about a long period of time. It's such a quick amount of time. If you caught yourself, quickly say bor priya gefen. And if it's within that time, it's good. You're good to go. Now, the what I wanted to mention, he brings down, which is pretty much understood, but just he brings it down, so we want to go through it real quickly. In Ois Hey, Reish Tes, I say, does it say for Eitzvah Lachas? He says, Ein maschilin lachshev shir kedei diber. This whole thing of toich kedei diber, this shir of Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, that short amount of time. When do you start counting? When does the clock start ticking? Right? Is Ella ala achash asayim? The bracha, he says over there, bar priya gafen, but whatever the bracha is, that as soon as you finish, let's say I make a bar priya gafen on water by mistake, as soon as you finish the bar priya gafen, now the clock starts ticking. The shiur itali bechdei, dibur shel shesika, it's only the quietness, in other words, the pause in between the end of the bracha and that fixing thing that you said. In other words, if I finish Baruch Priya Goffin and you said this Shahakal, you count from the time you finish Baruch Priya Goffin until you started the Shahakal. That's when the clock starts ticking. And he says, but you don't start counting from Boire, Pri, Hagof, and that's not part of it. This Terka de Dibur thing that we're talking about, this whole Inyan, starts as soon as you finish the last word, pronunciation. Now you go, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. Were you able to fix it in that amount of time? You're going Shetor Beruch, like we said, wherever you go, wherever you go, and the Makam Shahakal instead of a Shahakal, and this Katrich de Dibur, the same Shahakal. Hakol is Yotza. The Ein Amir is Bar Priyagofen Oilu Lashir, and you don't count the Bar Priyagofen part of the Shir. Again, he's giving in the example. V'yachol Asakan Atos Teich Deidibur Shal Siyem HaBracha. So that's another thing to keep in mind. Nobody should think, well, I already said, and I Teich Deidibur was more than the amount of time in a Bracha, and I lost it. No. As soon as you finish any Bracha, you said a Shahakol on a potato by mistake, you have to make a Adama on a potato. By mistake, you said a Shahakol, right? So you don't count the Shahakol part. The Shahakol Nia Bidvari is not part of the Teich Deidibur. You finish Shahakol Nia Bidvari, Bar Priyadama, you caught yourself, and it's within the amount of time, Teich Deidibur, within the time it takes to Shom Lechem Rabbi, and it is good. Lechatchila, the Shahakol would be Bidiyevet, you would still be Yaitse, like we said, but still, like we mentioned at the beginning of the Shir today, one has to do their best they could to fix it. All right, and then afterwards we'll go through various different, if somebody didn't catch themselves, is it good? Is it not good? Do you have to say bracha again? Do you not? We'll go through that, but I just wanted to go through this extremely important yesod foundation in Teich Kedei Dibur, how it works from the Sefer Yisrael Halachos. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Bracha Kol Tuv.